Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Montana Royalty by B.J. Daniels, a Harlequin intrigue novel, performed by Abby Creighton. Chapter 1. The narrow slit of light between the partially closed bedroom curtains drew him through the shadowed pines. He moved stealthily, the moonless darkness heavy as a cloak. The moment he'd seen the light, realized it came from her bedroom window, the curtains not quite closed, he'd been helpless to stop himself. He'd always liked watching people when they didn't know he was there. He saw things they didn't want seen. He knew their dirty secrets. Their secrets became his dirty little secrets. But this was different. The woman behind the curtains was Rory Buchanan. He began to sweat as he neared the window, even though the fall night was cold here in the mountains. The narrow shaft of light from between the curtains spilled out onto the ground. Teasing glimpses of her lured him on. As he grew closer, he stuck the wire cutters he carried into his jacket pocket. His heart beat so hard he could barely steal a breath as he slowly stepped toward the forbidden. The window was the perfect height. He closed his left eye, his right eye focusing on the room, on the woman. Inside the bedroom, Rory folded a pair of jeans into one of the dresser drawers and closed the drawer, turning back toward the bed and the t-shirt she'd left lying on it. He didn't move, didn't breathe, didn't blink as she began to disrobe. He couldn't have moved even at gunpoint as he watched her pull the band from her ponytail, letting her chestnut hair fall to her shoulders. She sighed, rubbing her neck with both hands, eyes closed. Wide green eyes fringed in dark lashes. He watched breathlessly as she dropped her hands to unbutton her jeans and let them drop to the floor. Next, the western shirt, like her other shirts and the jackets she wore. It was too large for her, hid her body. Anticipation had him breathing too hard. He tried to rein it in, afraid she would hear him and look toward the window. It scared him what he might do if she suddenly closed the curtains then, or worse, saw him. One shirt button, then another, and the shirt fell back, dropping over her shoulders to the floor at her feet. She reached down to retrieve both items of clothing and hang them on the hook by the door, before turning back in his direction. He sucked in a breath and held it to keep from crying out. Her breasts were full and practically spilling out of the pretty pink lacy bra. The way she dressed, no one could have known. She slid one bra strap from her shoulder, then the other. He could hear her humming now, but didn't recognize the tune. She was totally distracted. He felt himself grow hard as stone as she unhooked the bra and her breasts were suddenly freed. A moan escaped his throat. A low keening sound filled with lust and longing. He wanted her. Had wanted her for years. Would do anything to have her. Instinctively, he took a step toward the back of the ranch house. Rory was alone. Her house miles from any others. Her door wouldn't be locked. No one locked their doors in this part of Montana. The sound of a vehicle engine froze him to the spot. He dropped to the ground behind the shrubs at the corner of the house as headlights bobbed through the pines. The vehicle came into view, slowed, and turned around in the yard. Someone lost. They couldn't be caught here. He hesitated only a moment before he broke for the pines behind the house and ran through the woods to where he'd hidden his car. As he slid behind the wheel, his adrenaline waned. He'd never done more than looked, never even contemplated more than that. But the others hadn't been Rory Buchanan. If that pickup hadn't come down the road when it did, the sick odor of fear and excitement filled the car. He rolled down his window, feeling weak and powerless and angry. Tonight, he could have had her, and on his terms. But at what cost, he thought, as he reached for the key he'd left in the ignition of the patrol car, anxious to get back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?